Y'all, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say sinful anger with my children. Hey, so good to be with you here tonight. So my wife and I, Laura, and our family, we live in Richardson. It's like 5 miles up the road north, and it's not the nicest neighborhood in town, but it's certainly, I don't think, the roughest neighborhood in town either in this whole metroplex. And so I was surprised when I woke up this morning to find that our house had been graffitied, like vandalism. Yeah, it was like totally surprising. And so I'm going to show you a couple of the pictures. And the authorities were able to apprehend the person who did it. It was unmistakable who it was. We were able to capture her, and so we got a picture of her as well. We knew that it was her. We knew that it was her because we found magic marker written on her ear as well. So we knew she was the guilty party. That's my daughter, Penny. She's 2 years and change. When my wife found her, she was like, Penny, no! Because she was just decorating her dresser with a magic marker. And she said, it's okay, Mommy. I'll clean it up. And she had taken, yeah, you think it's sweet. I got to clean it. She took 20 Kleenexes, one by one, Kleenexes, just emptied the Kleenex box, like adding injury to insult. Like, you wasted the Kleenexes. You ruined the dresser. Your baby doll. Like, what are we going to do? But she thought, she truly thought, with 20 Kleenexes, she was going to clean up that mess. That was her intention. It's okay, Mommy, I'll clean it up. And here's the thing. I do the exact same thing. I do the exact same thing. Like, I mess up, I sin, and I'm like, it's okay, Father. Like, I got this. I don't even acknowledge him, in fact. I just start getting Kleenexes of self-justification or of, you know what, I can make this better. I can undo this with some good works. I can pay some penance, maybe. I'll take a time out from doing things. Or maybe you know what? I won't speak the next time I'm supposed to because I'm not worthy, which would be penance. Or maybe you're thinking like the words, I haven't forgiven myself yet. I've got to forgive myself. Well, here's the thing. You can't. I can't. We can't forgive ourselves. We can't put ourselves in spiritual time out. There's no amount of Kleenexes of good works that we can do because what my daughter was doing was just smearing it all over the place. She was just making it worse, and that's what I do whenever I sin and I try to make it better. I can't. I got no power over sin. I will only make it worse every single time. What I need to do is what Penny did is ask my father to get on my knees, which is what I did. I got out some, you know, cleaner and got on my knees and a little elbow grease and I cleaned it off. I was able to get it off. She couldn't. She didn't have the strength. She didn't have the power. I need to go to God, my Father, through Jesus Christ, my Lord, and just acknowledge what I did. That's it. I just need to acknowledge it. Like, man, God, I blew it. He's the one that cleanses. He's the one that forgives. I can't. I have no power. We have no power. We have come in this room with sin, each one of us. Like, if this is your first time and you think, like, how did he know that I have sin in my life? Because we all do. Everybody does. Welcome to regeneration. Welcome to life. We all have it. And the only way that any of us are going to get clean is if we go to God. And this is based on 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful. God, the Father, is faithful and just. Faithful meaning he will do it every single time you go to him. There's not a single time you go to him and say, Dad, I blew it. He's going to be like, again? Enough. I cut you off. He's faithful every time he'll do it, and he's just. He is the only just judge. He's the only one that can forgive sin. He's your creator through Jesus Christ who died for all sin and rose from the dead. So God alone, the one true God, can forgive sin. He is the one who is just. There is no other. And it says this, if we confess our sins, faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, and not only that, it says he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So here's what that means. I cleaned up Penny's mess this morning. I cleaned the dresser. But you know what we do every day for Penny? We call, in our house, we affectionately call her the wrecking ball. Because everywhere she goes, she spills things, breaks things. I mean, she's going to knock her teeth out before she's 8. She has no respect for gravity, always injuring herself. She's the wrecking ball through the house. And so we just go alongside behind her, and we're picking stuff up, cleaning up spills. She's oblivious to it. Every now and then she'll acknowledge something. I'm sorry, Daddy. But generally, we're just picking up after Penny, and that's what God says. He's like, just acknowledge your sin, and even the sin that you don't even know you've committed against me because I'm holy, I got that too. Because it's just a heart of humility that says, Dad, I blew it. With just whatever that one or two things that comes to your mind, and then he promises, I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That is the promise through Jesus, and that's what's happening here at Regeneration, not because of regeneration, not because of the curriculum, but because that is the one true God and what he does. So welcome here.